The Circle of Knowledge podcast is brought to you by Amplified Minds, helping entrepreneurs and professionals achieve their goals and aspirations by sharing a wealth of knowledge to you, our community of achievers. This podcast features best-selling industry resources, interviews, and the professional panel discussion by the core team at Amplified Minds. Now, here are their discussions. Welcome back to the Circle of Knowledge podcast. This is your host, John Kovach Jr. with Amplified Minds. I've got some incredible people in the studio today, and I want to introduce you to them because this is going to be an interesting and an incredible opportunity for those of you who are in the speaking world. If you're looking to get on stage, to leverage stages to improve your business or enhance your message or whatever it might be, this is an incredible conversation. I hope you look forward to and enjoy this interview. Welcome back. This is John Kovach Jr. with the Circle of Knowledge podcast. Today in the studio with me is Robin and Julie. We're going to be talking about speaking. I'd like to introduce them by allowing them to talk a little bit about themselves. So in the way we do that is I'm going to ask you the question, tell us about who you are, where you're from, and why it matters. And tell us about you, and that will be helpful for our leaders, our listeners to know.
Okay, everyone. So I am Julie May. I'm the founder of Speaking Seriously. And I just started out about 5 years ago. I had this really important message where I wanted to go out and do a lot of suicide prevention and work with teens. And I know a lot of you out there have a message as well. And that's where I got started, is I just had this message within my heart. And I got out and I just decided I'm going to go big. You have those things in your life where you're like, okay, I'm going to go out and go big. And so I went out and I started producing my own events because I had a thought that the mother of the home makes a big difference in the lives of everyone else. And so we created this event for mothers called the Joyful Living Women's Conference. And it went gangbusters from day one. We had 300 people at our first event. It went up to 500, 600, 700 people. We've had like Elizabeth Smart and Kirk Cameron and a whole bunch of really cool people there. And what was fun is throughout that whole thing, I went out and decided I wanted to be the very best at what I was going to do. If I'm going to be on a stage in front of 500, 600, 700 people at my event, I better not stink at it, right? And so I went out and got speaker training from everyone I could think of. Like, I would go out and get it from the people locally, and then I'd be like, I wonder who they got training from, and I would work my way up. And then, you know, all of a sudden I'm training with Les Brown and some of like the best people in the entire world. And it was really interesting. I did that for about 3 years, and I got to a point where I went, I've trained with everyone. I still feel like something's missing. And so I had a conversation with God about it. I went, here's what I want you to do, God. We're having a deal here. I want you to show me what everyone else isn't teaching. I know there's secrets out there. I know there's stuff that I need to know that people aren't teaching. So every event I go to for the next year, I want you to show me those things. And so I did that for an entire year. And after that year, I opened Speaking Seriously. And that's the stuff that we're going to be teaching to you guys, is everything I've learned from the top trainers across the world, plus all of those little inspirational things that we learned and grew through the entire year of just being inspired by God, honestly. So that is me.
And I want to pry a little bit deeper, and then we'll get to Robin. So Julie May, Speaking Seriously. What inspired you to get into speaking seriously in the first place? Like, your background.
Well, yeah.
No one grows up and says, I want to be a speaker, unless they're Julie May.
Yeah. No, I do remember like in junior high thinking that, but it kind of went away and I went into public school teaching, and that was what I was doing. I have 7 kids. And one of my daughters, when she was 16 years old, she has bipolar disorder. They put her on the wrong medicine. And all of a sudden, like the suicide level watch went clear high. I mean, we had cops come into our house all the time because they were afraid that she was going to do something. I ended up quitting my job and being home with her for an entire year just to try and help her be healthy. And during that process, we learned a lot of things. We learned, you know, things that work medically, things that work holistically, what it looks like for a family to love and support each other and like grow humans who feel okay about themselves, even when, you know, medications are crappy or mental health is weird. And so my first initial thought was, I just want to teach other moms about this. Like, nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about, I have a kid with bipolar, what the hell do I do about it? Nobody talks about that. And so I just wanted to go out and help other moms, like, figure out how to traverse kind of these muddy waters. And so that was the original idea. But as I grew and shared my message, I was like, you know what would be super cool is if I helped other people share their message as well. Like, think about that impact. And then I got really excited about that. And that's where this was grown from.
See, that's what our listeners need to hear, because there's so much help and focus in niches, right? But there was diving even deeper and saying, look, I can take my talent and my skills and turn it from not just helping moms, but just helping people in their message delivery. I love that. That's so great. A lot of our listeners need to hear that, because they need to know that there are people that are advocating for them on the back end of speaker training and helping them. Mm-hmm. So for you listeners, that is important for you to remember. Julie May has got your back. She has got your back, and she's focused on helping you speak and helping you improve, because it's where she came from. She saw it in the need of other people. So I love that. Moving over to Robin. Robin Scott has been on our show before, and Robin is 2 months now since she's published her book.
Yeah.
And we'd love for you to revisit and tell everyone who you are, where you came from, and why it matters.
Okay. I am Robin Scott, and I am the author of Bringing People Together, The Lost Art of Face-to-Face Connecting, Collaborating, and Celebrating. And we're going to do a reprint, like, we're going to print some more.
Cool.
So we're excited about that. I have to kind of go back to speaking seriously just a minute, because the name is so good. When Julie was first creating this, we were just friends. It wasn't really, we weren't working together as much yet. And she named it Speaking Seriously, because it felt like,
and if you look at our logo, like, you can feel the attitude, and it's a different font down there. It's like Speaking.
Don't look
seriously.
Like, kind of funny, but anyway, go.
Because it just felt like no one was teaching how to speak, and I'm not gonna throw anyone anywhere, but I supposedly was being taught these things, and I wasn't. It actually took me a few months to really realize what I was learning. So that's not very good. So that's Speaking Seriously. I just absolutely love it. And she does get down to the bones and the just the thick of it. And really, and what I love most about that is she wants it to do your way. The way you speak, the way you have your message and who you are. And she's not trying to create all these little Julies out there. Because there's some coaches out there that's they're successful, and so to be successful you're supposed to do it like them, and as a mentor and a coach, that's not really how it works. It's almost impossible, especially for me. It's not going to work because I don't know how to be anyone else. I'm just busy being me.
And you're pretty darn good at it too.
thank you. So I do work with Julie with the Speaking Seriously agency, where we find stages for people. And I decided I really love teaching, and I want to speak and motivate and inspire others. And this amazing adventure has brought us to the same place. And life's really good. Well, I love what we do. I love what we offer other people. So
amazing.
Yeah.
One of the things that I thought of was that you definitely need to go back and listen to the episode where we interview Robin Scott about her book. And that gives you some key indicators about where she has come from in her life, from where she was as a little girl to the emotional growth and to where she is now. This is going to be an incredible observance for a lot of our listeners. And so we're grateful to see that that has come so far from the description you gave us in that episode. When you guys talk about, and I love that what you said is that you want to help people speak the way that they speak best, be them best selves, right? I love that because personally, as a speaker, I grew up being challenged by a educational curriculum platform that said, you have to speak this way and only this way, and that's the only way speakers do well.
In fact, it makes me crazy if I'm in an audience everyone is doing the exact same thing. I'm like, be your dadgum selves up there. That's what we want to see.
Amazing. I would go home and I literally studied. I spent my childhood studying James Dentley, Les Brown. I studied Barack Obama and the way he spoke. And I just loved the different characteristics. But the one thing that always resonated most with me was they're just themselves in a very confident stature, providing the information that they're most willing to give. And I love that because I would then take that to class and I'd say, teacher, I am going to be this because I saw this on TV. This is how this person does it. And I think this is really good. But they would say, no, back to the foundations, which I do respect that speaking has its messaging foundations, right? You've got to be able to learn how to orate, how to communicate. But at the same time, you've got to be yourself. I'd love to hear some of your opinions and some of your thoughts on how you're helping people obtain those foundations for speaking, but using their ability to be themselves on stage and communicate.
So the very first thing we do when we have clients come in is we talk about different personality types and what that looks like as a presenter on stage. So if I come in and I'm a really strong personality, and we call these a powerhouse speaker, okay? I'm coming in, I'm like Tony Robbins, and you tell them, like, that's their natural personality. And you tell them, no, I want you to speak more softly and tone down and just connect this way and have the, that is going to drive that person freaking nuts. So we like to explore what that looks like first. It's like, okay, here are a great variety of personalities on stage. You could be, we call them entertainers. You could be an entertainer. You're fun and bouncy and happy and whatever. And that's kind of like
an entertainer.
Yeah. Could you tell? Like more famous people are like Ellen DeGeneres is an entertainer. She's just bouncy and like she naturally dances on stage. But if you told like somebody who that is not their normal gig, in order to be successful, you've got to get out and dance on stage right now. They would start crying.
They would quit.
And so I want them to understand what it could look like. Here's some varieties of what it could look like. Now, then we take personality tests. What do you most resonate with as far as what these look like? Yeah. It's not going to be an exact copy for you, but what does your personality look like? And then as we teach the principles, we make sure and go, okay, here's the underlying principle. The underlying principle is you're going to tell a story in sort of this format. You're going to connect with the audience. Mm-hmm. You're going to go from here to there. You're going to slow down at this one part of the story and really connect. But is it a funny story? Is it a tragic story? Is it this kind of story? What does that look like for you? It's knowing the underlying principles and then how it connects for them. That's really important.
I love that. Storytelling is one of the quickest ways to engage with audience members. And it's also the best way to wrap them in and to create the next step, which is setting them up for
your content.
Absolutely.
And you better have dang good content. So that's
actually give content.
Yes.
Don't just say we're going to give content.
Yeah. Right. So there is another method, we will say, where they teach you never to actually give content. You promise, you promise, you promise, you promise, and then you get to the cell at the end, and that's the only way to get content. And so we don't teach that way, but we do teach it's really, really important for you to have unique content, not copied from somebody else, not, you know, you take all of your learning experiences and that becomes your blueprint, right? That's what you guys are about for what you teach. And it's about all of your experiences and knowledge and your inspiration and all of those things connected together. And then you create your thing that you're going to teach. And that's what we really believe in. And so that's another way that a presenter comes out and is uniquely themselves. And through their content, one of the biggest pieces we teach is a soundbite. You guys know what a soundbite is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That is a really unique way for you to come out and people to understand who you are. So one of my clients, Elise Smith, she always comes out and says, we're going to work on a goal you can control. She's known for this saying, it's a goal you can control. Yeah. That's part of what she teaches, right? And everywhere she goes, everyone knows that that's what she says. That's part of her branding now. And that's a unique way you can come out as yourself too, is have those unique sound bites.
Amazing.
Do you have a sound bite, John?
I have a lot of sound bites, which is why I'm going to be working with speaking series.
Because narrow them down.
Because I do that. I was raised because I was an amateur speaker, given a lot of opportunities to speak in religious opportunities. I was also able to speak on stage for professional development. I was a vice president for the National Public Relations Society. So I focused on a lot of media attention and crisis management and a bunch of other things like that. And then I went to becoming a publicist for one of the most well-known commercial real estate agents here in Utah. And as a result of that, I started talking about executive communication, working with high-end people. And then after that, it went to, look, I just love to talk about goal setting and accountability and there's 100 other things I could talk about, but really I want to dial down. So this is awesome. Sound bites are an incredible thing.
Yeah.
And then being able to take that message from your content and to brand it as yourself, brand it as you. I think that was one of the keys that I missed, which was, how do you be yourself on stage? It's knowing your brand, knowing your message so well that it becomes you.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a lot of the process we do with people. So one of our sound bites, when we look at people like you, you have a lot of talent, you have a lot of experience. So talent wins games, mm-hmm. Talent plus coaching wins championships. So do you want to be a champion? Or do you want to keep going along with it's a game?
I have a story about that.
Awesome.
As a member of the Public Relations Society of America, I was given two options. I could become a registered new professional and be branded as a new professional and only network with new professionals in the space who are mm-hmm. mentored by other professionals who have been in the 10-year space, right? Or I could pay a few hundred dollars a year and become a mentor myself and be registered as what they call a public relations champion. Mm-hmm. So the question was, do I want to be a new professional or do I want to be a champion?
I love
this. The answer is always, I play to win.
Yeah, exactly.
So the champion all the way.
I love that.
Yeah.
And what an incredible way to attract people to your business, because they need to know that they have skills, they have assets within their capabilities, their strengths, that they just need to hone in on. And once they've honed in on them, how do they play to win? They need a coach to create championships, mm-hmm. to create wins for themselves. And that's what they do through speaking seriously.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's fun because we get coaches and speakers from all different levels. Actually, we've had speakers go through our coaching that have been speakers for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And then we have people come in that are pretty new to the whole situation. But the thing is learning those principles underlying the whole situation and then having the practice and the feedback and the opportunities we give you can uplift anyone at any level, basically. Yeah. And that's what's really fascinating. I love having somebody that's been in for 20 years be mm-hmm. like, okay, I learned this 20 years ago. However, here's some blocks I'm having. Here's some, because at all levels we have that, right?
Yeah.
And we can go in and deep dive and go, okay, you tweak these few things, you watch what happens, and the amount of success is phenomenal. It's crazy.
Oh, I love that. I want to tee you guys up for the main portion of our interview today, which is which knowledge you want to share with our audience. But before that, I wanted to share a quick story. I went to a speaker convention, and I sat down in the audience, and this guy gets up, and he owned it. He owned himself. But this guy was not the way you think he would be. But as I describe it, you're like, oh, he was probably awesome on stage, like a Dan Thurman juggling and unicycling, right? But no, this guy was monotone. He was boring. He was very, very knowledgeable about the things he was sharing. It was a healthcare content, so
right.
Obviously.
Right? Yeah.
And he got up there and he started speaking. I nudged the guy next to me, who happened to be his agent.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't get it. This guy owns it. Like he knows that he's boring. He knows that he's not a talent. He's owning it. How much does this guy make? And he said, how much do you think he makes? I'm like, dude, this is not worth $100 to me.
Uh-huh.
And he said, that man up there is making $15,000 to stand on stage to do what he does here because of the information and knowledge he shares. And I said, that guy can get $50,000 for doing what I mean, I'm at least a little.
You're like, I know I can do it.
I did the whole comparison thing, which you should never do. But at the same time, you have a talent, you have a strength, and it needs to be honed. So I love mm-hmm. that. So I wanted to tee you guys up with what is some of the knowledge that you would like to share? And it can be brief, it can be extensive. We're willing to extend the time here to chat. But what's one thing that these people need to know? A lot of people and our listeners are future coaches, future speakers. They're actually coaches, maybe looking to stand on stage more so they can up their game or increase their business or spread their message more. What is a piece of knowledge that we can share with them they need to know in the process of starting?
Before you go into that, because I think that's a great question for you, I just want to say that even if you don't ever plan to get on a stage, if that's not your gig, if that's not what you enjoy doing, remember that speaking is how we communicate with everyone around us. And I tell this to everyone when I talk to them about speaker training, is it's not just for people looking for stages. We speak to our kids, our spouse, principals at schools, at church functions. There's all these places where we absolutely do speak. And that's, my husband Brennan, he's in her current class and he sells hay. But how much fun has it been to see him gain confidence when he does speak? Mm-hmm. It's so important for anyone who wants to feel more confident when they're speaking with other people. So I just had to put that out there so you guys know.
I'd love to add to that and say, as an employer, when I'm looking to hire people, the number one hard and soft skills I look for, messaging and communication, presentation. Mm-hmm. Those are the things I look for because I need to know that when it gets heated or when there's a lot of pressure on the line, that person can communicate. I love that you said that.
Yeah, so important, right? So the first thing we always say is don't wait for it to be perfect, get out there. As much as we say, yes, go get training, do all of those things, but if you wait until all of that is completely done, you'll never be done. So go out, and if you have never spoken on a stage, go find one today and go speak in front of a small group of teenagers, go speak at your church, go speak at your community, or what are some of the local community things? You can speak at your chamber of commerce, there's networking events, there's a whole bunch of little things that you can go and speak at and start getting out there, because the biggest thing we see is people getting stuck in perfectionism syndrome where they go, okay, I'll do that as soon as, well, my speaker one sheet's not done and I need a sizzle reel and I need a this, and I get out there and start, because you learn so much by starting. You learn so much by just getting out there and doing. And then, of course, hire people to help you.
And then,
of course. Okay, so the first thing is get out there and start speaking. The next one is, and we've talked about this, connect through stories. Stories are so important. If you can tell a really amazing story, all of a sudden your audience is like, oh my gosh, I want to hear more about them. Because your story does a couple of things. It builds trust with the audience. It shows that you care. If you care about this, people make a general connection to you care about them. And it's showing them what kind of person you are. Is it somebody they can connect to? And so those stories are really important, which also leads into your content. So you can get out there and learn to tell a really good story, which I think would be fun to go into. You guys want to talk about some good storytelling tips?
Oh, yes.
She's like, oh yes, we love talking about how to tell an amazing story. So that would be fun. Can we tell an amazing story as we're going into talking about how to tell an amazing story?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. I'm going to tell one of my favorite stories.
Let's do this.
Okay, cool. All right. So I'm about 9 years old and I'm sitting at the dinner table with my family. And it's kind of a bigger table like this. And there's 6 of us sitting at the dinner table together. And I've got a sister that's 16 and we kind of butt heads. And my families, they're bringing the food to the table and they bring out this giant thing of mashed potatoes, which is my favorite. And I'm smelling the butter and the sour cream. And I'm like, oh, my mouth's watering. And we all sit down and get dished up and I'm taking a bite, mashed potatoes, of course. And out of the corner of my eye, something is flying towards my head. So back up to earlier that day. Well, I don't know if any of you have annoying siblings, but I was the annoying sibling.
And if you don't, you're the annoying
sibling. If you don't have one, you might.
It's your flexion.
You're that way. So that was me. And all throughout this day, my sister, she had a new boyfriend. And she was trying to talk to him on the phone. And we're old, so we have the phone with like the cord that's like and stretching throughout. And she's trying to talk into her bedroom. And I'm peeking in the door and I'm like, hi, Melissa. Hey, what you doing? Who are you talking to? Oh, did you guys kiss yet? Have you gone out yet? What are you doing? Oh, and what is he saying now? And she's like, shut up, go away. And she's like being persistent, but I didn't really listen very well. So I keep on and she gets off the phone. And later that day, I'm kind of like, hey, hey, hey. And I'm poking her and just, I don't know. I was needing attention or something. Totally being completely obnoxious. And I did this thing back then too, where I would just like bounce around and be super energetic. And she's like, I could just sit there for 5 minutes. And so unbeknownst to the rest of my family, because my dad was at work. And anyway, so everyone comes in to dinner and I see my dad come in from work and I'm like, hi, Dad, did you have a wonderful day? And he gives me a hug and I sit on the slide of my sister. I'm like, that's why I'm so I sit down and my family does not know any of this but me and her, right? And my parents are sitting across from us and I'm taking my bite of mashed potatoes, as you recall, and something's flying toward my head. So apparently I had hit her last nerve and she decided to throw a fork at me. A fork. And it comes and it lands like this in my ear. Seriously. Pierces the ear and just kind of hangs there like this. So this is me as a child. Instead of thinking I'm so upset or I'm hurt, I'm sitting across from my parents who knew nothing of the day. The only thing they saw was the fork flying at me. She's giving it in so much trouble. That was the only thought that came through my mind. So the point of this story is, she was throwing that fork to have an impact on my behavior. That impact did not work out the way she wanted it to. Sometimes we go out with our actions and we're trying to make an impact on the world, but we didn't have the foresight or the knowledge or maybe coaching and mentoring to do the actions that were going to create a real impact that would make change and not just, you know,
get you in trouble.
Get you in trouble. End of story.
And so, boom, moving the content. Now let me give you 5 steps to actually make
that's exactly
it
how that works. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So we like to come back and deconstruct and go, okay, so that made that a good story. I'd like to have your input on that. What do you think made it a good story? Oh, tell me some deconstructive things. What made it a good story?
From the beginning, you draw them in with the suspense, right? Mm-hmm. There's setting up this beautiful table. There's the description of your favorite thing. It kind of made me salivate because I love mashed potatoes with sour cream and butter. And then there is the suspense. I see something out of the corner of my eye flying at me, okay? Let's move on to the thing prior to that occurrence. In my head, I know there's suspense. Something happened. Mm-hmm. Prior to the day is setting up for the event. And you still don't know. There's still the question. So the good story is, we lead them in with an intention grabber, we'll call it. That's what the educators of the world will call it. And then you set them up for the suspense and hold on to that while you you provide this the answer to the beginning of the day.
Exactly.
But there's still the question, what the heck is flying at me?
That's exactly it. Isn't that fun?
And you create that question and that concern. Okay, so she was annoying, but what's flying at her?
Yeah.
And it's funny, you used the word impact, and I was like, well, it definitely impacted something if it went in your ear, but like...
It wasn't the impact we wanted it to have,
wasn't
though, was it?
It wasn't the impact that we wanted, though it was the thought that I could change this by just stabbing her, you know? So whatever that was. So I love that. So yeah, you teed it up, you create the suspense, you go back and reflect. You create the platform, we'll call it, and you set the story and set the stage, and then there's the outcome.
Yeah.
And then there's the lesson, and that tees into content, which I love. That's a great, great example of a good storytelling opportunity on stage.
Love that. She's so we're gonna add a couple more things in there that you talked about, the mashed potatoes. If you can bring in the five senses, people will remember it more. And smell and taste are some of your biggest ones. Actually, smell is number one. If you can bring a smell into your story, they will remember your story far, far longer than if you just bring in it was rough or scratchy. So as many of the five senses as you can bring in, but if you can bring in a smell, people will come. I've had people come to me like 5 months after a presentation, and I had somebody say, I remember the smell of your story. Every time I smell that, I think of you. Think about what that does for your marketing.
Can you imagine?
Every time I smell that, I think of you. That's a cool trigger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait and see. Next time you eat mashed potatoes, you are going to think of me.
And the fork.
Wait and see.
Well, okay, so this is
great. Yeah, she's like, now that's blowing my mind.
This is great because I did think of the smell, but then when you talked about the warm, steamy mashed potatoes, I went to a century of feeling.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, warm. Like, it's getting cold. It's October. Yeah.
And you can almost see it.
Like, yeah, I mean, you can see it and feel it. That's why I say bring in as many of those five senses as you can. And then we always say bring the audience into a point in time and slow that piece down. We want to hear details and descriptions of that piece of time. Why was that piece of time important? And then we kind of like speed up and do the other things there in enough context. And then obviously have a point at the end. We're leading towards this, which is going to lead towards your content, which is going to lead towards your engagement at the end, right? It all is very intentional throughout. But that's one of my favorites, is teaching really amazing storytelling and the difference that can make.
There's so much application in this because it's not just speaking on stage, as Robin said earlier. It's a life skill to communicate, to prepare, to present, even just to share, right? And when you share, you can draw people in. If you want to be the most popular person at your drinking parties or at the coffee shop or whatever,
yeah,
just gotta learn stories.
It's true. And her husband that's in my class, he's like the most amazing natural storyteller ever. And so that has been really fun.
I have to go in the other room and tell them, though,
you
cannot
so
even have it.
It's so funny. Yeah. And they're really great on social media as well. So if you're trying to grow your social media following, being a good storyteller, I promise you, not a lot of people are doing it, which is one of the reasons it works really well. You can tell amazing stories on your lives, and even just in your posting makes a huge difference. We have seen huge difference in growth in groups and in personal engagement from telling stories that are really engaging, and then have that, you know, call to action little piece at the end. They're really cool.
Which, I mean, if I wanted to geek out for a minute, I could dive into the natural primitive reactions that humans have to storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
our senses to feel included, our sense to be part of connected,
yeah,
disconnect, is an essential part to human nature. When you've mastered that, or you've developed that skill well enough, you draw people in. And so on social media, where we think most people are just mindlessly scrolling, the truth is that primitive action is actually in play.
Yeah.
Storytelling attracts everybody, even if it's within 2 seconds of a quick video.
It has to be within the 2 seconds.
Because if you don't draw them in,
you just keep going.
So to draw back to Julie's example, I'm here sitting at the dinner table. The table is about as wide as this. And then you go on to describe the mashed potatoes. Within 5 seconds, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah. And then you have to listen because something's flying towards my head. You can't get off that now. You're going to have to finish watching the video.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So was that a 3 or 5? That was a 3.
It was about a 3 minute. Yeah.
And I bet you if you timed it,
it would have been pretty close to 3 minutes.
Yeah. And if you become so well versed in that story, you can tell it 100 different times to Tuesday. And on that Tuesday, it can be a 5 minute, it can be a 2 minute, it can be a 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Yep.
Either way, once you've got that really good story, you can draw people in fast.
Yeah, it goes a little longer on stage because I like to act some things out and move about a little bit. But yeah, it's phenomenal. It's one of my favorite stories. But you know, I think it's great for all speakers to have kind of there. Here's the stories I tell from stage. And if you can get down and have like 5 really good stories to tell, that's something. And it becomes part of your branding too. I have people ask me a lot, well, what if I tell the same story at every event I go to, won't people get bored of that? And I go, well, if you went to a concert of your very favorite artist and they didn't play their most famous song, you would be disappointed. you would be like, we were at a thing the other day and they were talking about, you know, how, oh man, who
Humana
was it?
Jam, Jason Hewlett.
Yeah, and they were at the concert and they were like, he didn't play Piano Man, you know, and so everyone's like, you bring him back on stage, I want my money back, he didn't play Piano Man. And it was like, that's how it is when you become really good at your stories and people are like so anticipating and they're bringing their friends in. We have one of our clients that her story is this good, and if she doesn't tell the running into the bathroom story, people get mad. Like, and if she walked off that stage and didn't tell the bathroom story, they would be like, I want my money back. That is like, no,
it's, like Jonathan's it's not. Chicken.
Yeah. One of my clients, one of his signature moves, he seriously
impersonates
a chicken on stage.
Perfectly.
Oh. And is phenomenal. And he has great content and he's a lawyer. And so it's something unexpected.
But he
right?
had to cut it out. It was too long.
Nah, I told him he had to put it back in.
Oh, good.
Because it's his signature move.
Yes, because it's so good.
But if you have that with your stories, and they are just so good and so engaging, people won't get sick of hearing that story. They're bringing all their friends so they can hear it again.
wait.
That's exactly. You have to hear this. Yeah. And you may spin it a different way, or, you know, and like I said, it's great for you to have about 5 stories, because then you don't only just have, oh, that's my one. I'm a one-trick pony, that's it. Right. But if you can start building that library of knowledge of how to do at least that many to start with, then as you go about, you're building, it's like the branding of who you are. This story is her, that soundbite is him, that the way they move, the way they dress, all of that has to do with your branding. It's really important as a speaker.
Go ahead. You talk about Les Brown and that he comes on and does a little dance.
Les Brown, every time he comes to stage,
for a little
gets
bit
on any boogies, and that's just how he rolls. Yeah. Like,
and
yeah.
If he went right into it, people would be like, what was that? You know, and sometimes they don't even know what was missing. It's
yeah.
just, it's not right.
It so. Felt off.
Yeah.
Something felt off. So that's, it's super important for us to remember that that's who you are. That's part of what people are coming to hear and see and be a part of, is the stories and the way you move and all of those things that make you uniquely you. It's awesome.
You can almost spin any story. If you have a story that is a great story, this gal can help you tie it into your into your keynote.
Probably true.
Because the story is that important. Like, if it's a great story, you'll be able to bring it back into the keynote. I
yeah.
just have no doubt.
Yeah.
That's one of her special.
Two thoughts about that before we transition to our next segment. I love that, because there's a recipient end to this, okay? There's just you being on stage, you speaking, you giving your good story, but on the recipient end, why it matters that we deliver such engaging content, why we deliver a clear and drawing you in type story, why does that matter to the audience? What would you guys, what would you answer to that?
That's the only thing that matters. Like, yeah. you... As a speaker, the faster you can get out of it's all about me on stage and turn it into it's all about them, then your success rate is going to go up. Because the only reason you're doing any of that is to help them create change and understand the concept at a better level and bring it into that content that's going to come next. Because as soon as you get to the content, and this is something we teach just speaking, the terms you use, it's like, I did this during your story. As soon as you switch to content, it's about them. The words you need to get I out of the content, because it is completely about them. The changes they're going to be able to make, the transformation, everything in their life that you're going to be able to create a catalyst for change about, the entire thing is about them, yep. right? I mean, it's important for us to keep getting on stages and whatever,
right.
but the entire point is to change the audience.
Amazing. I love that answer, because a lot of people who go into public speaking scenarios or opportunities, they are misled by this, it's about me. It's my story. It's my stage. It's my moment, right? And they get this, and I think it's misconstrued because that's what they see in the media.
Yeah.
A good example of this is like Ty Lopez, who's always pulling up his phone, showing his fancy cars and his girls, whatever. And it's misconstrued because, by the way, Ty, if you're listening, give me a call, because we have a lot to chat about. I love to catch up. And this is no offense to him, but this is in application to our listeners, they got to know that it's not that way.
Yes, exactly.
He's at a point in his life where it makes sense why he does that, but you've got to draw people in because it's not about you. It's about them, and it's about the communication and the transaction between that relationship you've made. So I love that you made that point.
Exactly, exactly. And the faster they can get into that mindset, the better this whole entire thing is going to be for them, because it's about how that audience is going to react, how it's going to make an impact for them. What are they going to feel? What are they going to experience? What changes in their life are they going to make today because you spoke, right? Amazing. That's what it's about.
Amazing. Before we get into some of the things that are coming up and some of the offers that you guys have, let's issue a challenge to our listeners. One thing that they can do today, one thing that they can do to get this ball rolling, to start telling better stories, to increase their ability to get on stage. What's one challenge we can issue to our listeners that will help them to move this ball?
So my challenge is always about getting on your next stage. So if you're speaking now and you're speaking in front of groups of, say, like 50 people, that's your general wheelhouse. I invite you to bump that up and find some stages that are more in the 100, 200 wheelhouse. Like, get to that next level. If you're not speaking now, get out on Facebook and say, hey, this is what I'm speaking about. Who's got some opportunities that I could come and present at? You'd be surprised at how many people have opportunities. And if they don't know that you're trying to get out there, then they wouldn't have contacted you. So my challenge is, if you're not speaking, find a stage within this week that you can speak at. If you are speaking now, make connections like tomorrow with people that have bigger stages that you'd like to speak at. And those connections don't have to be, hey, I'm so-and-so, I want to speak on your stage. Get to know them and be like, hey, I'd like to attend your event. I'd like to know what this is more about. And if you kind of create that conversation, you're a lot more likely to be getting on those stages, right? But let's say you know somebody, you're good friends with somebody who has that bigger stage and you've been chicken to ask. You already have that relationship. Get on the dadgum phone and ask. Come on. It's time to put it to the next level. So wherever you're at, I want you to make the connection, make the phone call this week, right now, to go the next level.
A keyword I wrote down on that challenge was ask. Okay, you've got to pick up the phone. You can't mm-hmm. be nonchalant or passive about this. This is a direct ask. I absolutely exactly. love that. That will be added to the show notes here so that you guys know. Go get some stages to speak on this week. Incredible. Yep. I love that. There's a few things coming up on your guys' calendar and some things that we'd like to promote. We've taken this episode and we've talked about your credibility, and now we've proven the storytelling, we've proven so many great things. Now let's put it to action. What are some of the things that are coming up in your guys' calendar that we can invite these guys to participate in?
You wanna tell them what some of the things are?
Well, the biggest and most, there's a lot going on, but the biggest is the Speaking Seriously Championship. And it is the first one, and we are hoping to make it an annual thing. And it is November 7th through the 9th.
Yeah. So the championship is way cool. We have brought in big influential event producers from seriously across the country. Some of the people that have the top stages in the world. We have Eric Swanson coming in, who is the producer of Habitude Warrior Conference, which is one of the top 10 events in the world. Shay Vaughn, who owns the Women's Broadcasting Network, coming in, and she has a ton of stages and actual like interview podcasts and stuff that goes on TV, like TV actual shows. TV, yeah. Not like, you know how some of them are kind of like not for real TV. She has, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so she has like actual TV shows that she has influence on. She's well connected with so many people. Her son is Vince Vaughn, who is like a totally famous movie actor. Yeah. Funny guy. So she knows a few people that are really cool and influential, and she's coming in to be one of our judges. We've got a panel of about 8 really influential judges coming in. And what the great opportunity is you get up there and showcase your best work in front of people with these kind of stages who are looking for their next talent. Who are they going to put on their stage? Who are we going to offer a talk show to? Who are we going to offer a podcast to that's going to be broadcast in front of millions? That's the kind of things that they're looking for here. And you get to be presented in front of those. However, another cool thing is thousands of dollars in cash prizes. Coaching opportunities, our really cool trophy, duh, and the title of Speaking Seriously Champion for all of 2020. So that is what that looks like. November 7th through 9th, it is in Salt Lake City, Utah at the Marriott, University Marriott. Along with that, we actually have kind of simultaneously run the Speaking Seriously Bootcamp. So if you're not ready to compete yet and you want to learn a whole bunch more about speaking and storytelling and how to sell from stage and how to create those packages and all of those kinds of things that you need to know how to like monetize your message, which is really important, come to the bootcamp. It is phenomenal. Fourth bootcamp we've had. We've sold out every single time we've done bootcamp. You've got to come to bootcamp. It's so dang good. Like, phenomenal. I can't even describe all the great things you learn because it is application-based. You come in and it's not just learning. You get up and you actually apply the things right there. Love that.
And what I realized the very first bootcamp is you gave us everything she was teaching us in our class. So she does, you know, speaker training. And at bootcamp, she gave them everything. Every single thing that you taught us, you were teaching the group. And I'm like, she's given them everything. And your answer to me was, if they can go home and implement it, I am so stoked for them. Like that, they could take this and go be a better speaker. Now,
the percentage of people who actually do that without assistance, without somebody on the outside going, okay, actually what you need to do is tell this a little bit different and whatever, but seriously, you get given basically everything you need to know to be an incredible speaker. And the fun thing is we do it at a really reasonable price. It's only $50 to come to boot camp.
Oh my gosh.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
So that's going to be ridiculous. On Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And during the day.
Which
7th and 8th?
No, it's 8th and 9th is boot camp.
Oh, sorry.
Just kidding. November 8th and 9th is boot camp. The speaking competition goes the 7th, 8th, and 9th because that first day we bring the competitors in with the judges and they get to coach with them all day to even get better before they compete. Incredible. So.
And a couple of the one of the highest speaking peeps in Utah too, we hopefully have him.
Yeah.
Who, John Kovach? Oh,
you got him. He's gonna be there.
Yeah, we've got some pretty phenomenal people coming in and collaborating on this event, which I love because then it's like all the best, brightest minds. I'm like, I'm totally confident in what we do, but man, when you can collaborate with all of these people who are like geniuses in their field, as far as, you know, you bring in Shay Vaughn, she's really good at teaching you how to be good on camera. That's not necessarily my forte, but she can teach you how to do interviews really well and what you need to do to be on camera. You get in Eric Swanson. He's going to teach you how to be good on a really large stage and how to get through to those event producers who he's got an 18-month waiting list to get on his stage. You know that? And there's a little way you can sneak past that. You come to the speaking competition and like, you know, win that. Actually, yeah, we kind of have a little deal with Eric. So you can sneak past that 18-month waiting period usually if you're with us. So,
well, one of the things that we teach our listeners most is influence by proximity.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's not even just about going to speak. It's about being around the right people to help and elevate your life in a certain way. So we love that.
Man, it's so important, right? You make those correct connections and the influencers, it's like, okay, that's how you really get anything done.
Yeah.
That's how you promote. If what's most important to you is your message, like you don't even care if you monetize it. I would disagree with you at some point on that. But let's say what's so important to you is just making sure people know that message. Like, think how, like, getting on a huge platform is going to do that to you. My side note on, I don't care if it gets monetized, because we hear that a lot. I think about how long you're going to be able to share that if you don't monetize it at some point. At some point, it does become really important to be able to monetize it. And we do teach you how to monetize it as high as level as you want. If we're going to monetize it, we might as well do it at a good level, right?
And after you teach speaker training, it always goes up.
That's exactly it. Like,
Sales go up. I mean, you have research and proof. So
it's been really cool. That's what's fun about what we do. It's not just like hearsay. We've gone out and actually tested it. And we've been like, okay, if this person gives a close this way, how many people convert from the audience? Now let's do the same audience and convert it this way. Let's do it another audience and convert it this way. And we actually statistically take data and know what ones convert the best. We know, like, we have taken scientific study to the world of speaking. And so we're taking that along with the other things of personality and how all that relates and going, okay, no, really, this is how you do it.
I was thinking about this the other day, and it's 100% true. And that's what's different with you and your training, I believe. And I'm completely biased. here's what I know. She has gone to audiences and audiences that she probably could have converted way higher numbers, but she does want to work. She wants to make sure that what she is teaching all of us is what's working right now, because the industry changes like that.
Yeah.
You know, what worked before doesn't necessarily work now, and next year may not work again. But Julie is constantly, because of her gift of being able to see underneath, it's just something that she does. And she's always able to bring back the latest and the greatest. And so someone who's been speaking for 20 years, most likely they're going to be set in their ways. That's where this comes in. And she's not looking to change everything about it. There's tweaks here and there that you have done. And I'm like, holy crap. And it just changes the whole presentation. And they close twice as many people in the audience. I mean, it's happened. It's crazy cool.
It's totally awesome. It's my favorite. That's totally awesome. Yeah. My favorite is having people who have reached some success and then being able to go, okay, cool. So watch what happens when we do this. Because most people, even on that success ladder, like, you get to a point and you kind of stay here for a bit, and you get to a point and you stay here for a bit. Most of us understand how that works. And then there can be a point where you're like, I really don't know how to get through the next level. And if you can get to that emotionally good space to handle it, then we can show you the technical things of how to break through.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. You guys have covered every aspect of my questions coming into this as a speaker. You know, what do I need to do here? We went from content, storytelling, and then we've also talked about just some of the outcomes and the processes and how to do it. So listeners, all 15,000 of you out there, we will see you on November 7th through the 9th. We will engage together at boot camp. We will compete on stage for the championship title.
Yes.
And you guys have one more thing you wanted to give to us, and I wanted to tee up for this, but you are going to have them be able to prepare and get practice even prior to the event, prior to boot camp, prior to competing by this giveaway. I wanted to tee up for that, and then I'll issue the name.
So the giveaway is the Get On Stage in 10 Days blueprint. And we have actually had people pay quite a bit of money for this. We've done it as a challenge on Facebook and Instagram. People had phenomenal results. And it's just 10 days, right? And for most speakers, it takes a while to book your next stage. On average, people booked at least 3 stages in that amount of time. We had some people, obviously, were much, much more because it was kind of a competition. And so there was phenomenal numbers. But people were booking at least 3 stages in 10 days. And if you think about what we asked you to do before, is get on your next big one. Holy cow, does this tell you? It tells you how to connect with event producers. You may be sitting out there going, oh, I don't know people. I don't know how to do any of this. We take you through every little bit of how to do that, how to get your things you need beforehand, those kind of collateral things, headshots, bios, what those should look like. If you need a speaker one sheet, what we think about speaker reels, which people talk about a lot. Like, we go through all of that piece. And you're going to get it in a 10-day blueprint that's just downloadable. You go out and implement that. I promise you, you will get on stage.
Okay, all you ebook junkies out there, join me in downloading this. I downloaded 2 ebooks this morning. That's why I say it. I love them. I love them. I love it. I consume that information so well. But this is an incredible opportunity. So get the stage, get on stage in 10 days blueprint. The way you get that is if you'll text the keyword speak, doesn't matter, all caps, low caps, doesn't matter. All caps, low caps, doesn't matter, speak. Text the keyword speak to 435-222 5060. That's our Amplified Minds number, and we're going to forward you over to Julie, and they're going to get you the PDF and take care of you. But the number is 435-222-5060. Keyword, just type the word speak, and we will transfer you over there. That's going to be an incredible opportunity. I think I'm the first one to do that. let's get on that.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. And it's so cool because there are ideas for get on stages that even people who've been doing this forever, I promise you, we will blow your mind and be like, holy crap, I never would have thought of doing that. Promise you. So it's going to be way cool. You definitely want to get on that. You also want to get registered for Speaking Seriously Championship or the Boot Camp. Both levels of those are phenomenal. They can find out more about that at speakingseriously.com. We also have come join us on our Facebook group at our Facebook group is called Speaking Seriously. We're at Speaking Seriously on Insta. We're trying to make it easy.
Speaking Seriously. Easy.
Seriously.
And all of that information and contact information, the links to their social media is in our show notes. So we appreciate you guys coming in today. Thank you so much for sharing this knowledge and important information and issuing the challenge to get started to our listeners. It's extremely valuable. And I believe that we'll see you, listeners, at our boot camp and the championship in just a month.
Awesome.
Incredible. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
To learn more about Amplified Minds, go to our website at amplifiedminds.com. That's AMPLIFIEDMINDS.com. If you like the Circle of Knowledge podcast, go ahead, subscribe, rate us, and if you give us a 5-star review, we promise to give you a personal shout out here on the air. Just watch us. Through our website, you can join any one of our mastermind groups from anywhere in the world. In the mastermind groups, you and other members of the community of achievers can mastermind and talk about all of your aspirations, your dreams, your goals, and even the challenges you face, whether you are a business owner or an entrepreneur or anything else. You can achieve your goals through a mastermind group. You should also check out the Amplified Minds Accountability Program, where you can gain access to a one-on-one personal accountability coach, somebody who will contact you weekly and motivate you, hold you accountable, follow up, and give you the proper resources that will help you to go out and achieve all your goals.